and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grower Podcast, and this is episode 177. It's the 16th of July 2018, and today's title is Edible Plants for Shady Gardens. Now, coming up today, I've got the diary, which I do every week, followed by the calendar, which I also do every week. And then after that, I've got a few suggestions for edible plants for shady gardens. This is just following on from questions I've had from a friend, and it's got me thinking quite a bit about it, to be honest. So I thought I'd share these thoughts with you. But with that in mind, let's get on with the diary. Well, again, last week was very busy with work, but I did manage to basically do weeding and watering every night, both at home and at the allotment, which has been great. But because of the weather and it being so hot, it's also been quite nice to kind of sit back and enjoy the garden, something that I highly recommend that we all do. Sometimes it's easy to get carried away with our work, and I guess just get stuck into it. But what's the point in working to make something nice or what have you if you can't sit back and enjoy it? So I do highly recommend that to do, and something we should all do a bit more of. Now, something I have been doing last week was with the baby quail. Well, they're nearly 4 weeks old, believe it or not now. But yeah, I've been getting those used to going without the heat. So in the evenings, I've been moving them from the cage that had the heater in into another cage that had no heater in it, just for a few hours to get acclimatized. And then over the weekend, they spent a little bit longer each day in the unheated cage. And in fact, today, I moved them into the unheated cage this morning when I got up. And I moved them back in this evening, well, about 9 o'clock tonight. So they're just kind of getting hardened off like we would do with plants, just getting that used to that. Now, another observation I've made with these quails is that I believe them to both be female. They both have speckled chests, which is good. That'll mean that I'll get some eggs out of them. But yeah, that's really pleasing. Now, Saturday I was working most of the day, but in the late afternoon I was at home and I mowed the lawn, turned the compost bins, which is, they're actually all, the ones that are full are getting really hot really quickly, which is great. And they're rotting down really nicely, and they're going to produce that wonderful black compost that I like. And this also gave me the chance to spend a bit of time really inspecting the plants at home. And I've noticed that tomatoes, they're going to be ready soon. We're going to be getting tomatoes in, which is great. The pumpkins, they've fruited and they're running all over the place. And that means the particular plantings, the pumpkins, sorry, they're going to need constant watering to grow some decent size pumpkins. Now, I will admit, I am praying for rain, like most of us, I'd imagine. I still have about 3 water butts full of rain, so I'm not desperate like some, but it would be nice to get a really good downpour of rain, perhaps overnight. They were predicting some this week, but it's changed now, so we'll see what happens. Now, Sunday morning, I headed down the allotment and I went down quite early. I heard my friend Richard, otherwise known as the Bald Explorer, he's been on the show, I know. He was meeting me down there in 7 o'clock in the morning. He was going to help me do some weeding and a few jobs on the garden, on the allotment, sorry. But also, he wanted to do some filming. He is a videographer, of course, so he wanted to do a bit of an interview with me. I wanted to get him on mine. He's been helping me with my videography as well, so it's been really nice. And it was nice to have a bit of help on the plot, actually. So we spoke quite a bit about his garden, which is very shady, which is why it's got me thinking about shady plants. But he filmed me and showed me how he would film things. And in fact, the video I've got coming out on YouTube tomorrow will be very different from my normal ones, but I kind of like it, especially at this time of year when it's a struggle to find content. Anyway, apart from the filming, which took up quite a bit of time, but we did do lots of weeding and lots of watering, and it was good to get the help from Richard. And he's really got into gardening this last few months, and it was good to show him how I work and give him a bit of advice and things like that. And we were clearing out some weeds at one point, and he kind of said, well, how do I know what's a weed and what's not? So I showed him what wasn't a weed and just said, everything else comes out. And he done that, and he cleared this area quite quickly. We also harvested some onions, some shallots, and many other things. And that's all listed on the weekly harvest report, although I did forget to pop down the shallots on that report. But that was out last night. And Steve's already commented, as he does. Love him. Anyway, and by about midday, it was getting a bit hot, so Richard decided it was time for him to go home. And to be honest, I kind of had enough, so I packed up for the day as well. Now, this morning, I did pop down to the allotment before work and just done a little bit more weeding and watering. And to be fair, it seems like all I've been doing this last week is weeding and watering, which is why for nearly 6 minutes is pretty much all I've been talking about. But that is the diary kind of up to date. So let's take a look at what the calendar suggests to do for this next week. And it reads, make further sowings of chervil, dill and parsley in open ground in a sunny position. Pick herbs for drying just before they flower. Lay the sprigs on shallow trays in single layers and dry them in an airing cupboard until they are brittle and crisp. Discard the stalks and store the herbs in airtight jars. Well, funnily enough, one of my tasks for this next week was to look at what seeds I need to sow and get some more sowed. So, and herbs was one of those things that I knew would be on that list. So that's quite handy. And herbs, it's always good to have a supply of herbs throughout the winter. So, this, I hate saying so before I start a sentence. It's really bad English. So, but anyway. Now, I said in the diary, Richard Vobes, the Bald Explorer, he's really taken an interest into gardening, and I like the fact that I've inspired him, but he's got off his arse and had a look at it himself. And in last week's episode, the Julia's Kitchen Garden clip, which I know that was really poor audio quality, huge learning curve for me, but I was not happy with that audio quality. I did try and edit it out again after I released it, but anyway. But something I felt as we were talking around that is that Richard was really keen to get into his garden, but he felt his garden, it wasn't big enough and it was too shady to grow anything. But I kind of pointed out to him that first of all, he had a front garden that gets lots of light, but it may be small, but we can grow stuff in there. And I also sort of said, and I was discussing this yesterday with him on Sunday, that shady can actually grow quite a few things. And it really, really got me thinking about shade loving edibles. I mean, I was going to talk about something completely different today, but this subject has been bugging me to the point that I researched and it hasn't gone away. And I've kind of felt I'll share what I've kind of thought and what we could grow in shady plants. In shady areas. And it is something I have had experience with. My garden in my last house was shady, it was small, but even I actually grew quite a few things in there, even tomatoes, which supposedly need sunny, lots of sun, but I didn't find that there personally. Now, my first thoughts with what we could grow in shady spots started with herbs, and I think herbs are often overlooked in edible gardens, but herbs are a pretty important thing because we can use them with pretty much every meal. Now, most herbs originate from the Mediterranean and therefore are sun loving, but there are many that will grow well in shady spots. Mint, for example, is one that will grow really well in a pot as long as it's kept well watered. And in my experience, parsley and coriander also grows better in cooler environments and shadier environments. So these are three herbs that can grow very, very well in these conditions. I then started to think about fruit, and straight away one plant that hit me was blackberries. Now, blackberries naturally grow in shady areas, forest floors for example, and they produce well. They also can be grown to climb up to add a bit of architectural height and add a bit of interest. And that's if that's the type of thing you want. Now, straight away, there was a lot of other fruit that I knew grew from woodland areas. And currants and gooseberries, both of these I've had experience of growing in shade. They grew in my old garden really, really well. And in fact, in my allotment, the weedy areas, the currants and the gooseberries in those are doing fantastically well. And all these fruit plants can also be grown from cuttings quite easily, which would be a cheap way of producing some good plants for the garden. Now, my next type of edible that I would be looking at growing is leafy greens. And these will grow incredibly well in shady areas. Again, they don't like it hot. Lettuce is a really good example of this. They grow much better in cooler environments. Even to the point I'd say they grow better over winter than in the summer, even though we associate them as a summer food. Spinach, that also grows really well in shady areas. And I find, again, these grow better in cooler times of the year. And these also take up little space and can be grown in pots to move around easy and get successional sowing and growing going, so you can have a constant supply of leafy greens throughout the year. Now, one of my favourite woodland leafy greens to grow is sorrel. I love sorrel. It's almost impossible to kill a sorrel plant, and I've seen them grow or be so underwatered that they look like they're not going to grow back, but a splash of water and they just, boom, they're there, they're back. They're in your face and they grow prolifically. And they have that wonderful lemony taste, which added to a salad just tastes so, so good. So that is sorrel. Now, what about veg? And my first vegetable I have on this list, and you're probably not going to agree with me, is it being a vegetable, but it is. And it's rhubarb. Now, rhubarb has big leaves, otherwise known as broad leaves. And these indicate that they will grow in low light. And that's because they grow big leaves to catch as much light as possible. So they will do well in shady areas. Now, they do better in good light. I'll give them that. But if that's not your option, low light, rhubarb, fine. Peas and beans will also grow quite well in shady areas. Again, because they grow up, they will try and reach as much light as possible. And that can be a good thing in shady areas because they might be able to get above the shade and get sun to grow all year round, or not all year round, but to grow well and make the most of whatever light is available. Now, amazingly, root vegetables also do well in shades, such as carrots, parsnip and beetroot. If you think about it, because their foliage is quite small, they're often shaded out on the allotments or vegetable patches. So that is just a great example of something that you don't think can grow in shaded areas, but actually will. Now, I wouldn't feel right to give all these examples of plants, given that we are in midsummer at the moment. and most of the sowing and growing season, it's not over, but the best part of it is getting underway, is over. But I did think there has to be some that can be sown right now and give us some decent vegetables over the winter. Well, kale and broccoli. And they will do very well in the conditions. And again, they will grow up to try and make the most of the sunlight. But the leaves are quite large and they're quite spread out, so they will catch as much light as possible. And in fact, they are pretty hardy. So as long as they're watered, they should do okay over the winter. And kale, in fact, I like to pick kale right throughout the winter, so you get several pickings of it. In fact, you could probably have several meals out of it a week if you pick regularly. Well, that is a few plants that I have grown myself in shady areas and considering recommending. But what have you grown in shady areas? I'd like to know that. You can comment on the blog at thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk or email me, richard@thevegrowerpodcast, and that's richard@thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk. I'd love to hear all your different options and get these sharing. Again, I love the fact at the moment I'm helping Julia and Richard grow their own food. Two different gardens, two different projects, two different people who are enthusiastic, and it's given me a whole new light. But I'd love to share everyone else's experience with this, so please get in touch. But for now, I'm going to wrap up. It's been a long week with work, so I'm looking forward to getting to bed and having a bit of a chill out time. So please take care, and I'll see you all again